Good morning. It's 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. I have a special guest with me in the studio this morning. I have John Hayes, who's the executive director of Hayes Kids, which is a nonprofit, also the adopted father of 15 children. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning, John.
Good morning.
So, Hayes Kids, what sort of nonprofit is that?
We were originally for helping educate individuals with fetal alcohol, their parents, and professionals.
And how is fetal alcohol syndrome close to you?
Well, we have 15 adopted children, all of which were prenatally exposed. And they were having these strange behaviors, and traditional parenting techniques didn't work. And so we started learning about it and what to do about it.
And how old or how long ago was the first child that you adopted?
24 years ago.
So the initial adoption, did you know once you brought this child into your family that they had this?
No. At that point, fetal alcohol really wasn't on the radar for very many people. It was after we adopted the second child and that we heard the term for the first time. It was after we had five that I went to the first seminar, and my first thought was, that's what's wrong with my daughter. And then the thought behind it, that's what was wrong with her mother.
And at the time, do you see a general practitioner? Who do you see to sort of get the family counseling?
Well, to get a diagnosis, you have to go to a diagnostic clinic, which they have here at Search, which are the ones who invited us up.
Is that unusual to have that in a small town?
Or very unusual. There's not that many diagnostic clinics in the U.S., but like in Minnesota, we have six diagnostic clinics, one main one.
And that's where your family lives currently?
We are from northern Minnesota, where we have winter, unlike you guys.
Well, that's debatable. We have a little bit of winter.
You don't get 45 below, though.
No, and we are thankful for that. We'll come visit if we want to experience that cold. And you have a nonprofit there, Hayes Kids. And how long has that been in the works?
Since about 2002, I believe.
And what does your nonprofit? I understand the audience it serves, but what services do you provide?
Advocacy, but primarily education. You see, part of the trouble is that this is greatly underdiagnosed. There's so many individuals who are prenatally exposed that have no idea. And no one has any idea that they were prenatally exposed. It's people who, as kids, have trouble in school. They have trouble keeping a job as they get older. They often have alcohol, drug addictions. Life just doesn't quite come together. At the same time, getting a diagnosis isn't a life, a death. I can't think of the word. It's not a death sentence.
Not make or break you.
There's lots of individuals out there who have struggled, who later have what we call a developmental growth spurt, where all of a sudden life starts kind of pulling together, who have been alcohol pre-exposed, but they never know it. And that's an audience that we are looking at this point. Tonight, what we're doing is talking parenting techniques. There are things that help. And we at Hayes Kids have developed certain parenting techniques, such as delayed parenting, relationship parenting, concentrating on what the changes you want, not concentrating on what they've done, not saying, and you did this, 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 and this, and you always do it this way because you lose them. It's being calm, because if you are not calm, you create a brain shift. If they think you're going to get after them for something, they have a brain shift. We do supports, not consequences. And it may look like a consequence, but it's actually a support. It's protecting them. And as adults, I spoke to a young man the other on the trip on the way up here. I was speaking to someone in Seattle who has fetal alcohol, who's married. He's working in the field. He helps other people. Neat guy. And he was talking about when he first went to this seminar or went to this camp for a week, that he hated it. He was mad. He was angry because they wanted structure. Yet there was something there. He looked at them and he saw people who have the same disability he had, and they were making it, and he wasn't making it in life. And even though he hated structure, he came to the point of understanding he needed that structure. The other thing he's done is he accepts help from the lady that's in charge of the program. They've become friends. He trusts her. And so it's putting supports in place.
And tonight, your talk is called Relationship Parenting, and that's at 7 p.m. at the Shikaquan Nakahiti, the community house. Is there a fee?
No, there isn't.
Okay. And how intimate a conversation is this going to be tonight? Is it going to be you lecturing? Is it going to be sort of interacting with folks?
Yes.
A little of
both.
Everything.
Yes.
Excellent.
And also, if people would like to meet individually with me, they can contact Gail. You can give them that information at search.
Gail can be reached at 966-8815, and she's available on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for appointments. Is there a certain amount of shame associated?
You know, I was just getting ready to say, you know, forgiveness is such a big thing in this whole thing. And I also like talking to individuals with fetal alcohol. Mm-hmm. It helps them. I know people who, once they figure out that's what's wrong, it helps them. If you spend your life denying there's a problem, if you spend your life blaming everyone else for everything that goes wrong around you, you can't work on a solution. And you need to forgive us who have blamed you and shamed you. I've gone to my kids and said, I'm so sorry, I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do the same thing again and again and again, and you're trying to get them to quit, and they do it again. But there's something we call it a brain shift, where they're doing okay, and all of a sudden, they're not doing okay. And so it's to understand that, and it's to understand that traditional outcome-based programming doesn't work. It may work some of the time, but if you have the brain shift, nothing works. Protection works the best, which normally means more supervision. It means sending the kid to the table and having them figure out what they want to do next. And then when they get done doing that, they have to come back to the table. And that helps them develop executive functioning skills, which are very important. And there are strategies to help heal the brain. I say that, I'm not saying you do these things, you'll be okay, but it helps create that developmental growth spurt, which we often see regularly see in the late 20s to mid-30s, where life starts getting better. At the same time, it can come earlier than that. And for some, it comes later. But it's important that you haven't blown your brains out with more, done further damage with alcohol and drugs because you're genetically predisposed.
And you sound very passionate about this and have devoted a lot of time with these techniques. And you called them radical?
The radical approach.
Radical approach. So knowing that this was this approach was inspired, you know, working with your kids, doing research, what was your previous profession?
I was a bark basket maker for 20 years.
And we spoke off the air that being fellow artists, we know that artists are really good at problem solving.
Yes, and basket makers particularly have a lot of patience, and we had to. I'd like to say one other thing real fast. We have to get away from blaming the mother. It's not a blame and shame. It's a part of life. And I have never heard of a mother who purposely went out and drank for that reason.
Right.
Half of the women of childbearing age drink. Half of those have unplanned pregnancies. So all of a sudden, you've got a quarter of the population, you know, that who could have this. And in some communities, it's more than half are drinking. And so that percentage just goes up.
Well, it sounds like lots of good information. And you can meet John Hayes and his wife, Holiday, tonight, talking about relationship parenting, how you can help your child. That's tonight, 7 p.m. at the Shikaquan Nakahiti. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.